1-3-1-8-7-3 is the open line number. Pick up the phone, give us a call, let us know what's on your mind. Email's 2gb.com and click on the feedback icon. Now, I reckon a lot of us have the desire to lose weight. It's just, you know, we sometimes just take our eye off the ball and have one too many slices of pizza and don't go for that jog or that walk or whatever it might be. And often that leads to us having to have a diet and do all that goes with that. But if you could lose 100 kilos without dieting, you'd be onto something, wouldn't you? And the fellow who's onto something is a fellow called John Gabriel. He's the author of The Gabriel Method, and I'm delighted to say he joins us on the line. Hello, John.
Morning. How are you, Luke?
I'm very well indeed. Hope you're well.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Although I must say, from all the photos I've seen, you look terrific. Tell my listeners, if you can, briefly, a little about your story, because you lost, no pun intended, a ton of weight, didn't you?
Pretty close, yeah. I did lose over 100 kilos over about a 2.5-year period, and that was 8 years ago. And my story, I had tried to lose weight by dieting many, many times. I was living in New York, and I was working. I worked face-to-face with Dr. Atkins. I went to the Pritikin Institute. Every diet I went on, I'd lose a little bit of weight. Then I'd have these cravings. I had this big binge, and I'd gain the weight back. And I did this sort of yo-yo thing for years until I decided I was never going to diet again and try to understand what the real reason is why my body was holding on to weight. And after I did that, I had a solid biochemistry background from the University of Pennsylvania, and so I did a lot of, gave me a foundation to go on the internet and do the research. And basically, I discovered that our bodies hold on to weight for a specific reason. It's a response to stress. Originally, it was to protect us against famine, so we have this sort of like trigger that goes off when we're in a famine. But also today, mental and emotional stress and physical stresses, other things can trick your body into activating this response. And that was what was going on with me. And once I realized that, once I addressed it, I went on to lose that weight in a very gradual, easy way, without dieting, without extreme stress. And as I said, it's been 8 years now, and I've kept the weight off for 8 years, and I never have to think about it. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you do go to John's website, which I'll tell you about at the end of this chat, you wait till you see the pictures. They're extraordinary. The interesting point you make is that you lost it gradually, and there is, isn't there, a lot of literature, a lot of talk about these fad diets where you might starve yourself for 2 or 3 months, lose a whole bunch of kilos, but sadly put more than that back on. I've done that a couple of times, I must admit.
Everybody does it, and you know, you want to lose 20 kilos in 20 days and be done with it, but your body just doesn't work that way, because when you try to lose weight through force, through just depriving yourself and starving yourself, you activate the same famine response that causes your body to want to gain weight, so you end up going to war with your body. So my basic message is, rather than go to war with your body, understand your body, understand this famine response, this fat trigger, and learn how to work with it to turn it off. Because having been on both sides of the tracks now, when you turn that fat switch off, when your body doesn't want to hold on to the weight anymore, it's effortless. But you've got to understand it and learn how to work with it.
So is there a diet that works? Is not in part what you've done a diet? Just walk me through that.
Right.
Because as you know, and getting back to that 20 pounds in 20 days thing, you see on TV all the time these machines that are advertised, just work out for 3 minutes a day and you'll be right in a couple of months. We've really dumbed down the process, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, and we've oversimplified it tremendously.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, when it comes to diet, the most important thing is to learn how to nourish yourself, because if you're not nourishing your body properly, your body stays hungry for specific nutrients, because there's two reasons why we eat. One is for calories, and the other is for specific nutrients. Most of the foods we eat today just have calories. They don't have the nutrients we need. So from a dietary perspective, you've got to make sure you're nourishing your body, and we talk a lot about that. But the other thing to understand is that other stresses in your life, mental and emotional stresses, they cause certain chemistry in your body. For example, if you were in a famine, your cortisol levels would go up, your triglycerides would go up, you get insulin resistance. These are things that happen when you're in a famine. When you're in chronic stress, guess what? Your cortisol levels go up, your triglyceride levels go up, and you become insulin resistant. The exact same chemical changes that take place in a famine take place from chronic stress. So it's like your body's getting tricked from the chemical signals in your body to activate this fat response. So you've got to address that too. You can't just address it by dieting. You've got to look at the stresses in your life. You've got to look at whatever emotional traumas happened. And you've got to look at things like digestion, what medications you're taking, inflammation. There's a lot of things that go into the equation, but the bottom line is it's the chemistry in your body that will determine whether or not your body wants to be fat or thin. So you've got to look at that, not just the calories you're taking in.
So does that mean it mustn't it, that everyone's different or not so much?
Everyone operates on the same principles, but everyone's right. Body chemistry is a little bit different. Everybody responds to stress a little bit different. Everybody's had different traumatic experiences in their life. People are taking different types of medication. They've got some people have inflammation, sleep problems, dehydration. There's different things that go into the equation. In my first book, The Gabriel Method, I give you a list of all the different things that can activate these fat programs and then how to address it. But the beautiful thing is when you deal with it, like for some people, it is a sleep problem. When you learn how to deal with that, your cortisol levels go down, your body chemistry changes, and you lose weight. So it's really just about changing your body chemistry, not about measuring calories and grams and carbs and things like that.
I'm speaking to John Gabriel on Wake Up Australia at 2GB. John's website, I should tell you, is thegabrielmethod.com. And as he told you, first book, John, was The Gabriel Method?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. One of the other things that happened to you was when you lost all that weight, your skin tightened up as well. Now, often we've seen some of these people that lose an extraordinary amount of weight, and one of the byproducts of that is they have to go in and have surgery almost to tighten up their body. How come your skin tightened up?
Okay, again, because I worked with my body instead of fighting it. You see, when you try to lose weight through crash dieting, again, it's this tremendous stress on your body that elevates, once again, your cortisol levels. Cortisol causes your skin to lose its elasticity. Mm-hmm. I lost weight the exact opposite. I learned how to deal with stress. I lowered my stress levels. I learned how to nourish my body so that my body became much, much more healthy, and I kept my vitality and my skin retained its elasticity. So losing weight this way also, and I've had people lose 100 kilos just like me doing it this way, and many of them have been able to keep as much elasticity in their skin a lot more than if you're going on a diet.
So. It's amazing how successful you've been all around the world. I mean, many of my listeners would have seen you on A Current Affair and other similar television programs, but I think I read somewhere where your book's been translated into 14 different languages or something like that.
Yeah, it's in 60 countries.
Wow.
In 14 languages. The reason is because people know that there's more to it than diet. People are sick of even everyone that comes out with a new book now, it's all in the same paradigm. That it's some sort of diet. Now it's the cabbage diet, it's the this diet, eat every other Tuesday diet, whatever the diet is. You know what I mean? It's the same principle that you're just looking at the food, you're just looking at calories in, calories out, and you're learning how to manage your body, but that's not what the real issue is, and people know that. And people are sick of going to a doctor and having the doctor say, just eat less. Not that you shouldn't go to your doctor, but people are trying to eat less, and I lived through this. I did try to eat less. There is just more going on in the equation. There's chemistry in your body that's affected by your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, medications, sleep, lots of different things. You've got to look at the whole picture, and when you do, everything changes. It becomes much, much easier because you're addressing the real issues. So the reason why it's spread to so many countries now is because people that have been tried to lose weight by dieting and you've done the whole yo-yo thing like we just talked about for 30 years, they know there's more to it. And then when they read that, they say, that's exactly what happened. I got into a car crash when I was 16. My parents divorced. Whatever it was, there was some trauma that set it off. I was working on Wall Street. Something happened. They can see the trigger. They can see why they gained weight. And then they have a way to address it.
Do you exercise? I mean, looking at your picture, you look like someone very ripped that must spend hours every day in the gym, do you?
I do exercise, but I exercise much, much less than I did back when I was living in New York, trying to lose weight by dieting and exercising and failing left and right. I used to try to exercise an hour a day, and I still didn't lose weight. Now I exercise a couple of times a week for maybe 10, 20 minutes. I just know how to do it the right way. There's a certain way to exercise. It's the right way, which I talk about also, and I do that. But it's maybe three times a week for 10, 20 minutes.
Gosh, and do you eat out or do you have to eat at home?
No, I eat whatever I want. I eat all the time. I eat out. I love eating out. I do eat very, very healthy these days, but my body craves healthier foods. I eat mostly foods that are not man-made because I've really trained my body to figure out that it's the man-made foods that cause all the chemical problems in your body, all the hormonal problems. So I'll eat anything, pretty much anything that existed before we did and as much as I wanted it, and that's really what my body's craving. And so just in general, it becomes a very natural experience when you can eat whatever you want, but at the same time, you're craving healthier things.
The web address is thegabrielmethod.com. There's a store there as well, and you'll find all the information about the book and the seminars and all the other things that John has to offer. It's fascinating. And again, I invite you to have a look at the pictures. From where he was to where he is just extraordinary. And it's nice, isn't it, to look at something or hear something a little different than, as John said before, here just eat cabbage or here just eat every second Tuesday. John, great to talk to you.